Hello and welcome back to the Pullover Podcast. I'm your host, Quite the Hoodie, joined as always by my co-host, Brandon.
Wrong podcast.
And Diesel. Mouse.
Yo, what's bullin'?
Dude, Pullover's not even YouTube, because this is the only podcast on YouTube.
This is the only podcast on YouTube, Pullover Podcast. What are you talking about?
No, Loud Mouth's only podcast on YouTube.
Quite, Pullover's stop plugging your own crap. By the way, go subscribe to FPS
post
Diesel.
On it.
Listen, that can explain.
I'm going to start a podcast called Mick Spartan Time, and we're going to talk about McDonald's the entire episode, once a week.
Damn.
I'm going to get Joey's World Tour as a co-host.
Can you please tell me the origin of, like, the Mick Spartans joke?
I have no idea.
You're fat. He's fat, likes McDonald's. Fat man eat McDonald's.
Yeah,
Mick
I
Spartans.
Think that's literally
fat
it.
Fat man named
I
Spartan
can't think of anything
McDonald's.
Else.
Ha-ha.
It's actually
yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Brandon's an Ancapistani. So he believes
no, I'm not.
In that. The
Diesel,
McSpartan
don't slander
special.
Me like this.
Can I get the McSpartan special and it's just two McDoubles?
McSpartan special yeah. Is when you shoot McNukes from your McDonald's at your
no,
McNeighbor.
No, it's two
your
McDoubles.
McDick.
It's two McDoubles.
That's two McDoubles.
It's two McDoubles.
I think we're on a different plane here. I think we're
I
talking
think
about
you're
a very
not
different
very
thing.
In tune with the Wild Spartans lore, is my idea.
I remember when he was but an embryo.
Yeah, but like you disappeared for a year.
Yeah,
you
that's
literally got milk for a year. Like,
yeah, that's because I was busy playing in traffic. I'm sorry, son. I just couldn't get hit no matter what I did. Literally,
I, mean,
I couldn't.
One day, you're just, you just left. You're like, I'll be back, and you never came back.
Yeah,
you did come back eventually.
I did come back because I realized I was miserable.
Somehow I ended up in a Walmart in Cincinnati.
I bet you're wondering how I got here. Well, that's
stop
a funny
it.
Story.
Stop it right now. Because you're not finding out.
What?
KSI versus Logan Paul.
Wow, great segue. I was just about to do a good segue.
Oh, can we talk about the Segway guy who, like, drove his own thing off a cliff?
No.
Great segue.
Why not? Hold up. So, like, when did this happen? This happened in 2010. The Segway company owner rides his own Segway off a cliff.
What is this, Looney Tunes? There's no way that's real.
No, it's real. Here, I'll link the article.
Is he dead?
Yes.
He drove his Segway off a cliff.
No, like, I'll read the title as it's, like, typed out. Segway company owner rides scooter off cliff. Dies.
God damn like, it. That sounds like an art. That's like tragic, but that sounds like an Onion article.
It really does, yeah. It's not even one of the funny titles. There was funnier titles.
How was the Segway company making enough money to justify him getting close to a cliff to drive off of it? Who's buying a Segway?
I don't know. That's all about hoverboards.
Well,
is Segway still in business?
Back in my day, hoverboards actually hovered.
Wait, did hoverboards come out? Like, did they come out? And did they come out in 2010?
They were like 2014 ish, 15.
Because if they came out in 2010, right? What if he did it because he had competition?
Nah, it's a different fucking like time when they released. I'm pretty sure, like at least when they were popularized.
Yeah, you're
I don't
right.
know.
I don't know, man. I don't segways.
Can we talk about what we were gonna talk about?
Segways and how they're awful and
segways are awesome. Don't you dare! You know, I actually think that Logan Paul owns a Segway.
Speaking of Logan Paul,
yeah, he used it in Japan.
You guys noticed his haircut?
Did he get a haircut?
Trim? Nah, it's the same trim.
Ah,
but KSI versus Logan Paul, the results. It was a draw. Do you guys think
it's rigged?
Fake?
It's rigged.
It's
I
a
think
fixed
it was,
fight. It was
see,
a fixed
okay,
fight.
I think, okay, realistically, yeah, they were genuinely going at each other, but that's what they needed to fucking do. But, like, towards the end of it, they're like, you know what to do. You know what to do, Buster. You know? Like, they knew what they were fucking doing.
I don't
There's
know.
There's no way they didn't know.
That, like, that last fight, like, that last round was fucking owned by KSI, like, through and through.
Yeah,
fucking,
but it's
like.
No,
like, he was way into Logan with the intent of fucking, like, putting him out. Those were real punches, any single one of them.
Yeah,
well,
yeah
okay,
no,
okay,
I'm not
no.
saying I'm not saying the punches weren't real, but I'm saying that they both had the agreement that they were going to draw it out to get more money.
Well, yeah, no, the rematch was planned already, but we already knew about that. The thing is, though, I think the draw was a little bit legitimate.
Okay, so I think we're on the same page here.
I think the draw was legitimate.
Okay, I think this fight was fixed to have that outcome. Like,
well, explain.
Okay, because
what during the fight pointed to it, though?
Okay, so, like, nothing in the fight needs to point to it being fixed. The judges just need a score in a way that'll end up being fixed. Like,
the thing is, though, like, the actual fight tallies up to that very well, and you can't. And I clearly wasn't fucking choreographed.
No, obviously it wasn't choreographed. No, if you think this was like choreographed, like wrestling, no, you're stupid. Like, they were actually hitting each other, no shit. But like, it was a fixed fight. Like, the outcome was predetermined before they got into that ring for the purpose of making more profit.
Even if it was, the fucking like score that was given fits the fight that happened like pretty damn well, in my opinion, if not perfectly. I don't see how a fight like that, which I do believe was authentic, could have been anything but a draw.
It was rigged. That's my opinion.
So it's like,
you gotta back Logan it up, dumbass.
Oh, I do. I thought my opinion was above all. So the reason I think it was rigged is because it's like, sure, they can actually wail into each other, but they can have a set plan to who's gonna wail into who at what point, you know.
That would show, believe me. Like, the way they were getting winded was legitimate, like, fighting. Like, you don't go into someone, like, at the very end, wailing into them, potentially, like, knocking them out if you're trying to get it to a draw.
I mean, okay, so I didn't actually watch it, because it's like, I didn't know where to watch it, and I didn't care that much, but from what I did, like, from what I was told, right, it was a draw, and what Quackity told me is towards the end, they had this really cringy moment where they're like, looks like we got a rematch, bro, or something like that.
It wasn't that cringy, in my opinion.
It wasn't that cringy?
I don't think it was that bad. I think I was reading into it at the time, because like my knee-jerk reaction was that it was fake, but like watching the fight again, like I think it was a legitimate fight that legitimately deserved to be a draw.
Why are we putting so much faith that these guys aren't lying? These are two of the like most irritating people on the platform, and here we are trying to give them the benefit of doubt of truth? I think we should go in with the assumption that it is staged, because they are who they are.
Diesel, I don't think we're on the same page with both of these people.
They're both
like,
people.
I know none of us like Logan Paul, but I actually like KSI. Like, I'm not going to lie to you about
that. I don't like KSI. I know you don't.
But either way, it's like, even if it was staged, like, the fucking fight that happened fits the ending. And, like, that fight was a genuine fight. It wasn't, like, choreographed. I don't think it was, at least.
I don't think it was choreographed. I think the fight was just fixed, though. I do think it was fixed.
How do you think they got it like to like create a fight that fit the outcome that was given that well then? If it wasn't choreographed.
I mean, it's not to say that like, okay, so like obviously wrestling's fake, but it requires physicality. I would not put it past these guys to go to this length, right? To have the fight fixed. It ended in a draw. And again, you know, the judges could just change the scores anyway. Before showing them to the public? To have it just be fixed?
I mean, you gotta also realize that, like, they could go to, like, any length to make this look real. Because it's like, imagine how much they're getting fucking paid to do this. Like,
the thing is, though, do you think somebody of their boxing level has the ability to make it that convincing of a fake fight?
Uh-huh.
That's just not accurate. Well, they're
if you train to fake, yeah. Like, if they're training
Brandon,
6 months
to fake
it.
Do you understand how boxing works?
That kind of shit is not easy in the slightest. But it wouldn't surprise me.
It's not easy to fake something like that, especially not their fucking level of skill.
All I'm saying is it's probably fake and it was probably rigged. I'm not saying they genuinely hitting each other, but it was rigged to be a draw.
They're not just genuinely hitting each other. They're genuinely fighting and they're genuinely going for each other's fucking throats. Like, what? They're both genuinely trying to win.
It rigged to be fight. It rigged to be draw.
All you said is that it's rigged to be fight.
I mean, technically it was rigged to be fight, like, but still it's rigged to be draw.
When you look at what Logan and KSI do, they produce these weird facsimiles of what their life actually is. They make these fake versions of reality that they live in, right? They have, like, their vlogs are not vlogs. It is not real people's lives happening from their perspective. It is a reality show. It is a new form of a reality show filmed from the perspective of internet famous people. And in my opinion, this is like a big crossover event comparative to like something that is actually good, like Infinity War.
It like, is like the episode of iCarly and Victorious, like where they crossed over.
Yes.
Oh my god! Like the Twitter moment about that finale. Was so fucking stupid.
That was a different episode, Brandon. That was a different episode.
The Twitter moment about that really annoyed me.
What? Why? The iCarly thing? You're kidding
me. Yeah, because it's... Okay, let me read the fucking Twitter moment. They're like, some people are comparing KSI Logan Paul fight to iCarly. That's what a meme is, Twitter. Good fucking job, you fucking geniuses. That's why it annoyed me.
Just the wording?
Yeah, it was so stupid. It was just
straightforward. It was just telling you like it is.
Like, yeah, but it's like...
Brandon's getting irritated by this too much.
It's a meme, and they're just like...
People are comparing Logan Paul and KSI to iCarly. Yes, that's what a meme is, Twitter. Thank you for explaining what a meme is.
I don't think they were like explaining the meme. They were just saying it was a meme.
This is the this thing that I'm describing is the meme. I don't
that headline shouldn't
Brandon,
exist.
They're like you're the reading, new internet.
Brandon,
you were
getting too. You're taking this too personal.
That headline shouldn't have existed.
Oh my fucking god! I think they should have made one about how their people were comparing it to the SpongeBob fight.
Oh yeah.
I think they should have just been like iCarly Logan Paul KSI memes.
That's the worst fucking Twitter moment headline. No one's gonna fucking click
on that.
Twitter moment headlines are the worst headlines, period.
What? Not really.
I hate Twitter moment headlines.
Brandon, they're pretty standard headlines.
You see my Discord icon? That's Squidward. I'm grumpy. I hate Twitter moment icons. I hate Twitter moment titles.
You know what else Squidward is? Incompetent.
Squidward is not incompetent. He is an artist. He knows how to play the clarinet.
He's bold and
brash.
I'm
sure Squidward would say the same thing about himself.
He would.
Brandon, how does it feel to be the Squidward? Ego.
How does it feel to be what?
How does it feel to be the Squidward of the group?
The Squidward of the group? Okay, what does that make you, Patrick?
I am definitely not Patrick.
Well, who is Patrick then?
Quackity. Hands
out of this trio, who's SpongeBob, Patrick, and Squidward?
Fuck. Okay.
Brandon Squidward, easily.
Well, I feel like I could be Squidward, too.
No,
well,
you're not
Brandon's easily
Squidward.
More Squidward than you.
Okay, yeah. Then. So my SpongeBob... Well, nobody... I don't know. I'm definitely...
I feel like you're more Patrick than I am. Brandon, what do you think?
I think... See, this is hard, because Patrick's, like, brain-dead and positive, and then SpongeBob's, like, slightly less brain-dead and positive. So it's like, you both would be accepting brain-dead status, but SpongeBob's
okay
more overly positive, so I think you'd be SpongeBob, and then Diesel would be Patrick.
Nice.
I'm Patrick, but I want to die.
At least I have a job.
You're
Patrick
I don't.
Patrick lives under a rock, so...
Yeah.
Just like me in real life.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, but it's rigged, bro.
It's rigged.
Oh my god. We're not gonna come to a consensus.
We're not
on this.
Gonna come to a consensus on this. There's no way it's
yeah,
happening.
But like it's 2-1, therefore we win. Rigged, bro.
Okay.
The thing is your argument sucked, lol. Well, not Diesel's, yours though.
No, it's a lot of money.
They have,
two people.
There's such
shit.
A large dollar incentive for them to like fix the fight. Also, think about how many of their compatriots and like colleagues were sitting in that like arena, right? Why don't they just bet on it being a draw anyway?
I think the best way, honestly, I think the best way to tell would be like to check all the bets of their friends and see if they bet.
Yeah,
draw.
But you can't check that.
No, you can't check that. But that'd be like one of the best ways to tell.
Could you imagine? It's like. All of them were like, yeah, draw. Like, come on.
Yeah. No, like, I think they faked it because of who they are and how much money was involved. Like, I think it was rigged. And
nah,
it makes sense for
it
to be rigged.
To me, the fight was too genuine for, like,
see,
it to
this
be
is,
anything other than a draw.
It's like Rocky, but with two awful people, right? So the ending isn't as like, oh, it's not like Rocky wins. And I mean, there's no Rocky here, but it's not like any of them won, so there's no satisfaction of having that. So you got to tune in for the next one. Maybe he makes it.
I don't know. For me, like, just to wrap it up, like, for me, like, the fight itself, I'm convinced was genuine. And if I take the fight as being genuine, I don't think it could, like, the outcome of it could be anything other than a draw. Because they each owned, like...
Well, you're wrong.
Brandon, you didn't even watch the fight.
Brandon.
I watched part of it.
Okay, now yeah, you're saying you watched part of it. Now I just changed his
fucking answer. Yeah. Let's talk about Scarce instead. This is stupid.
I watched like a few seconds on Twitch with someone acting like it was being a game, and then the stream got closed down.
Oh, yeah, he was trying the fucking thing where, like, the one dude was streaming the Mayweather versus McGregor fight, and he was pretending to play UFC.
Yeah, yeah, also, one of the most popular streams for it was, one of the most popular streams for it was on Twitch, right? And it was, like, 500,000 people watching. And in the most popular illegal Twitch stream, there was, like, 5 staff members watching.
I don't blame them. Like, I would have paid for that.
Where'd you watch it?
I don't regret paying for it. I
watched it on Twitch.
Good grief.
I mean, wasn't it like $10 on YouTube or something?
Yeah, it was only $10.
You know, only on YouTube. Wait, this is stupid, right? Because they demonetize the fuck out of people who swear.
I think you retweeted a tweet that said all this shit. Did you?
I heard it. Yeah, someone was like, when you're YouTube and you shut down all these people for having divisive opinions, but then two of your most famous people go on an international, like, insult tour, and then you have to pay $10 to watch them finish the fight.
Well, I mean, like YouTube's not getting a cut of that.
How could they not be getting a cut of that? They're getting a cut of that.
Well, it's not specifically... The thing is, it's not like a thing specifically set up by them. It's, like, made third party by people choosing it directly to them.
They're, like, they're enabling the behavior they say they're against.
Yeah, but it's not money coming through advertisers. It's coming directly from the viewers. So there's no like standard they have to kowtow to.
Was there ads on it?
I don't think so. No,
true.
But
I bet your bottom dollar now, if a journalist made an article about it, it would have been a public uproar, and YouTube would have pulled that. Definitely, 100%.
Pulled down the fucking event.
They would have just taken away the dollar. Like, it just would have been free.
I mean, yeah, because Google made money off of that, for sure. Yeah. Like, they probably got, a 30%
cut.
Sure
they do take a cut of the people buying it, I'm pretty sure, actually.
Probably, like, 30% like, or something.
Yeah, something weird.
Yeah.
How much do you think they make off of, like, people buying movies on YouTube? Like, have you ever bought a movie on YouTube?
Yeah. Yes. And what I regret it. Why? So I bought one movie, and it was Spider-Man Homecoming. I didn't buy it, I rented it. But, like, PSA... Do not buy your movies on fucking Google or YouTube. Like, they're shit. They don't work. Like, I rented it for 48 hours on YouTube, and I went to go watch it because I'm like, you know what? It's just so much easier just to go on YouTube and pay for it than anything else, right? So it's like, I did that, I got it, and when I got it, it wouldn't play above 480p. And I looked up the problem, and that's like a consistent problem with their servers where people can't play movies above 480p. I was salty. I was like, you fucking kidding me? I paid $8 to watch this shit, and I can't even watch it in HD. And I paid for the fucking HD version. Like, I had the option. Well, it just didn't go above. Like, if I clicked above, it just wouldn't fucking load. So it was like, don't buy movies on YouTube. They suck.
Yeah, I bought fucking Infinity War on Amazon, and it's been pretty good to me there.
Yeah, Amazon, I've never had a problem with Amazon. I need to buy it, actually, because I'm planning on rewatching it at least 6 more times, you know?
Yeah, I need to watch it 6 more times. God,
go back to when I watched it 2 times in 2 days.
That is the only movie that I've actually watched like consistently more than once. Because it's
that's
like
a long movie to rewatch.
I've rewatched it 3 times.
I genuinely love that movie. It's like one of my favorite movies.
Like, yeah, because it's just all the characters together, and it's like I didn't rewatch any of the old Marvel films until Infinity War was coming out, and then I rewatched all of them to kind of like catch up on all the Marvel. But
I
like,
only rewatched a couple. I only rewatched like Doctor Strange and Guardians 2.
Well,
I
went back and I watched all the Iron Man movies, and then I went back and I watched. I didn't watch the Hulk because that Hulk movie was like
bad.
Nah. Yeah, I didn't watch Thor either. I watched Thor Ragnarok, but not the original Thor.
Not the Thor. What about the Dark World?
What? I'm sorry. The what movie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the one
exactly,
no one watched.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I watched that movie and remember loving it.
I don't even know what
kid.
You're talking about.
It's the one where Thor fights a bunch of dark elves.
I don't know why, but like there was like at one point like I really wanted to watch it again because I just didn't want to watch any other Marvel movie.
Wait.
That's a real
like,
Marvel
oh,
movie
one?
That came out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, what? Why is there a Showtime for this? Why is this giving me Showtimes?
There's no way it's in theaters still.
Screen share right now. Or screenshot it.
I'll screenshot it. It's giving me showtime for the 31st.
It's like, you miss this.
But it's actually giving me showtime. What the fuck?
Brandon, it's a time warp. It's a message. You can communicate with your past self. Oh!
I don't know what why it's doing that.
What if, are those like $2 theaters or something? No, the AMC is not a $2 theater.
Yeah, I have
There's
no
only like one
idea.
Showtime though, so it's got to be like a discount like showing or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it must be like a throwback or some shit.
A
yeah,
throwback?
But like,
yeah,
who
I'm
was
sure
the throwback
people...
to Thor the Dark World?
Yeah, yeah, who cares?
I mean, I care. I looked
it
up.
My favorite movie of 2013. Thor, the one with elves in it.
Thor
yeah,
with elves.
I think I watched this, but I also didn't watch it.
You don't remember watching it.
I don't remember watching it. I think I did, but I can't remember. Like, I remember the first Iron Man, but I don't remember this. So, like, it just must have not been that memorable. And then, are there any other Marvel movies that are, like, completely underground, like this one?
Not underground, just forgettable. Like, Iron Man 2 is memorable because it was bad. This is just bland.
Yeah, Iron Man 2 is, like, eh.
The only one I can think of, the only other one I can think of that, like, maybe is like this one is the other Thor. Is the first Thor.
The first Thor. That movie was bad. I didn't like
I rewatched.
The first Thor was bad, but I can, like, laugh at it for being bad, you know?
So, like, with all the Marvel movies I watched, I rewatched all the Iron Man movies because it's like, I like Iron Man. And then I skipped the first Captain America one. And then it was Civil War, the next Captain America one?
No, Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier.
I went to Winter Soldier. I watched Civil War as well. I skipped Thor, except for Ragnarok. I skipped all the Hulk movies because who cares about
the singular Hulk.
Hulk
movie?
Yeah, the one Hulk.
Is there only
movie.
One?
Yep, yeah. There's only one.
I don't even pay that much attention to it, so I guess
that,
I skipped
that
the
one's
one
really
movie.
Bad. It's not like the really bad 2006 one, but actually that one's pretty good.
That's
so
2003.
Bad.
Well, the really bad one in 2003, right?
2000. I can't remember. I just remember there was a bunch of weird, like, awful effects in it, and there were like really weird transitions. There were comic book page turns. Like, it was really gross. It's a really bad movie.
Yeah.
We should watch it sometime.
We should watch a bad movie. I mean, like, dude, here's a fucking screenshot from it. It just looks bad. Look at this. Like, just play the video for the first second and look at the CGI.
Bro, well, yeah, look at how old it is. Like,
it's so fucking.
Oh my god!
That's
it looks
really
like
uncanny.
Fucking, like, it looks
so
like a fucking like
awful.
You know those fucking like really shit animations that like YouTube channels will make like after an Infinite Avengers movie releases, like Spider-Man versus Captain America, and it'll get 30 million views. Looks like that.
No.
It looks like Shrek is an absolute unit. That's what it looks
You're
like.
You're right. It looks like Shrek evolved.
It looks like Shrek.
So wait.
Can you imagine just looking at the CGI suit and just being the guy in the helicopter that says Jesus?
Yeah, I mean, like, even the Hulk movie in like 2008, like this, it looks so weird. Like it.
Yeah, dude, CGI has come a long way. Like, you look at Iron Man CGI, it's pretty good for the time, but like, you can definitely notice like its age a little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah, but like, dude, like the Hulk, just like, I feel like the Hulk isn't that interesting of a character on its own. I think the Hulk, like, works well with other Marvel
I think he
heroes,
works more
though.
As like an ensemble piece because like yeah. It's all about like how is I think a lot of it's about how the people around him deal with like his predicament, you know.
In the first Hulk, he just looks so weird. Like, he looks like he got stung by a bee.
He looks like he got stung by a
Wait,
bee.
Like the Incredible Hulk or like the 2003 Hulk?
Yeah,
the 2003 Hulk. I mean, the
okay,
Incredible
yeah,
Hulk
yeah.
looks weird too,
you know.
He looks better in that movie.
Yeah, the 2003 Hulk came out not that long after Jurassic Park, and that movie holds up pretty fucking well with
Didn't
its CG.
Didn't Jurassic Park come out in like the 80s?
No, which one was it? I know it was one
Are
of them.
Are you talking about Jurassic World?
No, you
No, World came out like last year!
I'm so confused now. Whatever. No, because wasn't there like...
Jurassic Park
Are you
came
talking
out
about
in 2003, you troglodytes.
Really?
Not 2003.
Nah,
I meant 1993.
Nah.
Correction. Jurassic Park came out in 1993.
Wasn't there like a reboot though?
Yes, Jurassic World in 2015.
Okay.
And it was awful.
Okay.
Yeah, 1993 though. So like it was close to the 80s though. Like fucking 10 years after.
No,
and, Jurassic Park still
Park
has
had really
CGI.
Good like effects, but like a lot
yeah,
of their
no,
effects
like, it
were
had
like
way better effects than Hulk 2003.
Well, because like. a lot of it wasn't CGI, was it? It was like
there was quite a bit of CGI in it.
It holds up though.
There were some animatronics, but they mixed it together and it held up well. But if you get a bunch of CGI put in a scene, then it just looks like a weird like cartoon.
It looks like
that's
the prequels.
Trying to be real life.
It depends how good the CGI is, really. It's all
it
about
looks
how CGI
like the prequels.
Used.
The prequels have aged so fucking badly. It's
yeah,
so
they really
hard to
have.
Watch those movies.
No, they haven't. They look fantastic. They look amazing. They look great.
They
especially
look great.
The CGI clone trooper armor.
See, if everything was CGI, it'd look fine. But
it's not. Most CGI. Things aren't CGI.
Most of it. No, because it's like the CGI looks so out of place.
Yeah, most of the world isn't CGI, you know?
Yeah.
Everything CGI. I feel like they just walked around on a green screen and like, this is the world.
That's really what it was for Star Wars, like the prequels.
It's like the fucking... Yeah. I feel like the DC Cinematic Universe is going to be like the next generation's prequels. They're just going to look back and they're like, fuck, these look terrible.
Are you kidding me? Like, Dawn of Justice looks so bad now.
I just want to see Shazam, bro.
You look at Justice, you look at like the end scene of Justice League, and it's like, fuck, this doesn't take place anywhere. This is not a place.
Shazam, only good DC movie. And
hey, I think Wonder Woman's okay. It's a little...
Yeah, Wonder Woman,
oh, wait,
I'd
no,
say
Wonder Woman was good. I haven't actually
Wonder
seen Wonder
Woman's good,
though.
But
I
like,
need to watch that.
I like Wonder Woman a lot, but I feel like a lot of people overplay how good it is because there's what you're comparing it to is not a fucking high standard.
Yeah, it just needs to be competent to be a good movie.
I think it is legitimately a good movie, but I wouldn't put it above anything like Winter Soldier or Captain America.
No, yeah, it doesn't... It
That's
doesn't
because Marvel's better.
It's just like... It's not like on the level of like the fucking like it's like mid tier MCU movie in my opinion.
Are there any DC fanboys in our comments?
There's none left. They're all snapped out of existence.
Thanos got rid of them.
Yeah. I think Black Panther doesn't hold up that well, even given how recent it came out.
I think some of the CGI like
nah,
is not
dude,
that
black.
Some
okay,
of this,
so some of the Black Panther. Yeah, I'm just with quite. CGI.
Some of the Black Panther CGI does not like hold up, but it's like I still think as a movie it's good.
No, as a movie it's good, I think. But like some of the CGI is just like
yeah, some of the CGI like especially the
really
end fight scene,
bad.
Like, you get it fucking shows. Like it even showed in the theater.
What was did that movie have like a low budget or something?
No.
Yeah, no, they were not expecting it to be as big of a hit as it was. Like you could even tell how much of a hit they didn't expect it to be because of the amount
Wait,
of screen
me...
time Black Panther had in Infinity War.
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, I thought it had a pretty budget? Decently sized budget.
200 million.
Oh yeah, like any Marvel movie has like a good
no.
sized budget.
I mean, like no, they had a no, it had a fairly large budget. It actually had a higher budget than Thor Ragnarok.
Huh, really?
Yeah. So
well,
they just
this
didn't
goes
do it
to
right.
show you.
Maybe
as one director.
Maybe they used it all up in like building Wakanda or some shit.
Maybe. I mean, Thor Ragnarok had 180 million USD, and then Black Panther had 200 million USD.
Look up Civil War budget real fast.
The Civil War budget was 250 million USD.
Okay. Damn,
so,
that is
like,
strange.
Yeah, I thought, because, like, some of the CGI was just so fucking awful. Like, it was nearing prequel level CGI at some point.
It had the same budget as Guardians of the Galaxy 2, apparently.
Yeah, and it was 20 million off the Avengers. Avengers had Damn. 20 million more. So like Yep.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe it was like specific things.
Like what?
'Cause that whole last fight scene like really showed.
I mean, like it made 1.3 billion.
Yeah,
so.
But like I don't think they were expecting it to be as big of a hit as it was.
You can get it on Prime Video.
Honestly, I think Disney is completely aware of the social climate. So I think they knew that Black Panther was going to get positive reception.
Oh yeah, positive reception, of course. But like fucking like doing $1 billion, like fucking Thor Ragnarok didn't do that.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait, dude, for Disney to introduce their very lovely streaming service.
Great! I can't wait for Disney to literally buy everything.
Yeah, I mean, like, they already own, like, what, like, 40% or something like that of the movie industry. Or, no, that was if they bought Fox, correct?
They've already bought Fox.
Okay, so then they own 40% or something.
They don't own them yet, but, like, the merger's been approved. So, like, they might be, it might not go through because of, like, trusts or whatever, monopolies, whatever.
Okay. So, basically, they own everything.
Yep.
Okay, so I can't.
Apparently, the idea is that like any Disney-owned property that's below rated R is going to go on their streaming service. And then if it's like Deadpool, it's going to go on Hulu because they own all of Hulu now.
They own Hulu too?
Yeah, they owned like 50% of it before and Fox owned the other 50%. And Jesus. Now they own all of it.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know they own Hulu.
Disney's
okay,
gonna
wait.
Buy their
if
own
they own
army.
Hulu, Disney, why the Hulu service so fucking ass? What? Why?
Because like, they didn't own all of it. Because the other half was owned by Fox, maybe? I don't know.
Well, because it's like when I go to watch a cartoon or something, sometimes it just won't fucking load that specific cartoon. Like, that one fucking cartoon's corrupt. It's like, great. Can't watch this episode. Gotta skip. Like, I skipped, like, probably 15 South Park episodes total just because they wouldn't fucking load. Like, one
Brandon
or two
wants
a season.
South Park. Brandon wants
I do
to
want my
South
Park.
South Park.
By the way, off topic, Infinity War only got a 68% on Metacritic.
That's just, like, amount of people, like, who liked it. It's not, like, an actual score.
I know, but, like, that's just, it's just weird to me that, like, it's that low. Like, IMDb, 8.6. Rotten Tomatoes, 83. I thought it'd be higher.
Can you link it real fast?
Yeah, there's the Metacritic, and then here's the Rotten Tomatoes. See, the audience liked it more than critics did.
That's probably why, yeah.
Yeah. What do critics have a problem with it?
It's 83 on Tomato Meter. I'm not surprised by that. On Metacritic.
It deserves 1,000.
God, disgusting.
There's 14% mixed and 1% negative. I want to read the negative reviews real fast.
The only perfect movie is Tommy Wiseau's The Room, and you know it.
I was listening.
There's one negative review by a critic. I got to see this.
What is it?
A review, even by Marvel's... It's by at the Globe and Mail Incorporated. Review, even by Marvel's own standards of mediocrity, Avengers Infinity War fails.
I don't think he likes Marvel.
Like, DC fanboy.
I have an idea. I have a feeling he doesn't like Marvel movies too much. Yeah,
he's like the late. He's the last DC fan. Last DC fan standing.
It's equal parts tragic, monstrous, and sort of sweet. A cross between Antony and Cleopatra style Shakespearean tragedy and Jog Hugh. Hugging a dark-eyed romance that reveals the preposterousness and exuberant stupidity that enliven in the best superhero comics. Yeah, he doesn't like comics. I'm guessing.
You know what I like? Verbose. God, let me explain superhero movies in like the most obtuse way possible.
It's bad. You can't just say it's bad. It's too much.
So I was listening to a podcast on SoundCloud because, you know, only podcasts on YouTube, right? It wasn't on YouTube. So I was listening to a podcast on SoundCloud. It was like the Funhouse movie podcast thing they do. And they were talking about how streaming services are becoming like TV. Because on TV, you pay for specific channels, right? It's just through one company. And now what's happening is you're gonna have to pay multiple amounts of like subscriptions to like Disney, Netflix, Amazon, things like that to get specific channels because everyone's buying their own property.
Yeah, to get all the shows that you want.
And like HBO Now and stuff like that too. Which, by the way, HBO Now, really fucking expensive. It's like $30 a month or something.
Just like getting HBO
to only ever watch
cable
YouTube.
Package. Yeah, this content's free, air quotes.
Reasons to only ever watch the Quite YouTube channel.
You don't have to pay.
You can if you want, though.
No, you can give him money if you want. But I just thought that was interesting because it's like, that's kind of like what we're turning into.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing, though. Like, wherever.
Like, I mean, people are...
Medium, like streaming services for music, even like some have like exclusive music deals, like Apple Music cuts deals with people like Chance the Rapper and Frank Ocean.
Most of those are timed exclusives, though. Yeah,
a lot of them are timed exclusives, but some of them, like Apple, like I'm pretty sure they have the rights to the Beatles.
Really?
Well, they tried to buy them. I think like they were like over like they weren't like the people who owned them weren't selling them though. So I'm not sure. Let me find out if the Beatles are on Spotify actually.
I think
the Beatles are on Google Play.
Yeah, so they don't own.
Yeah, the Beatles are on
say,
Spotify. Never
I was
going
to say,
stupid.
I'm pretty sure I saw the Beatles on
Google me.
Play
ignore
before.
Me.
But also at the same time, did you guys hear about the ad thing that Netflix is doing?
Oh, yeah. Excuse Wasn't me? That like an experiment kind of meme? That like
so
I
they
hope
have,
not.
So, okay, you know how YouTube does like experiments where they pluck like 1% of people or something like that and give them a certain beta feature? Yeah, Netflix is doing the same thing but with ads, right? So they were ads in a sense, but they weren't really ads at the same time. So basically what Netflix was doing is they were suggesting you other TV shows or movies on Netflix. You know when the countdown goes and you're binging a show and it's like 20 seconds until this plays?
Yeah.
The ad would be there, not in between. So that's what they were testing. Now, the big problem I see with that is that, like, Netflix would be, like, they'd be introducing their own products, right? So it's like, what if Netflix, one, starts making toothbrushes? It's like, here's our toothbrush. You want to buy our toothbrush? Also at the same
buy
time.
Buy a Netflix toothbrush.
Yeah. Just trying to break into the market, fam. You gotta, why are you hating on the grind, bro?
Yeah, then, also, it's like, it's a slippery slope into, you know, putting other people's ads on your content, because it's like, oh, Netflix is putting their own suggestion ads now, so like, why don't I offer them like $10 million to put my stuff here? Yeah. You know, so it's, yeah, like
it's like
that's
tempting. I saw a tweet it's like, huh, these things sound like ads, those things I paid not to see.
Exactly, I was just about to say that. Yeah, like I pay not to see the ads with Netflix.
So
I wonder how much companies actually like make off these subscription services, though, because it's like they have to pay everybody that you watch. It's like the more you watch, the more they have to pay, right?
Well, that's not how the business stays afloat. It's like you're gonna be more inclined to leave, like, you know, what is it for Netflix, $12, $13, right?
It's $13 I think right now.
Yeah, it's $13. It's $13, right? And you're more comfortable with parting with that than $24, so you'll just buy it. And because it's such a low price, you know, it won't really matter, like, next month when you get charged, next month when you get charged. I forget the word for it. I was actually, looking at a video that was talking about, like, how fucking Fortnite does it, and there's a word for what it is called, and I cannot remember, and I'm trying to stall to remember.
Yeah, I can tell. I mean, like, yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's where you, it's like, you make it seem like people aren't actually spending a lot of money. Because it's, yeah, like, if you deliver them, like, it's like with Fortnite, for example, they have time skins and things like that. So it's like, the item shop's not always there, so you don't always see what you've bought. So you go to the item shop, and you're like, oh, there's a skin I want. Oh, 1,500 V-Bucks, $15, it's a free game, I'll buy it. And then you buy it. And then eventually you add up to $400.
What is that, passive consumerism or something?
No, that is not what it is called.
It sounds like draining your literal life source.
I mean, it is taking the money out of my wallet, literally, but, like, it's, yeah, like $10, you know? Like, what is it, Crunchyroll? By the way, I'm going to stop my Crunchyroll subscription, because this stuff with their, like, original series is fucking retarded. But, like, I pay $10 a month for Crunchyroll, and, like, I don't notice that charge go on my card every month, you know? It just doesn't...
No, yeah, it's like with my Google Play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, like Spotify for me.
Well, okay, wait. Well, let's ask this, right? Okay, so in an ideal world where you got all the subscriptions you wanted, like TV programs and stuff, what would you have?
Like what programs or like what media?
What streaming services would you pick? Like if you just bought all of them?
Spotify, easy. Netflix.
Right, I'm talking like TVs and stuff.
Well, no. Netflix. Probably YouTube Red or YouTube Premium, I guess.
See, the reason I get Hulu. YouTube Premium is because if you get Google Play, you get YouTube Premium for free. So I just buy one of them and I get both.
Yeah, I mean, I like YouTube Premium because apparently they have good series now, and I just want to finish that fucking Vsauce series.
Minefield is so good. Minefield's like the only fucking series on there that's actually worth your time.
I don't have YouTube Premium right now. Like, I've never had it, but I heard, like, what is it? I heard the Cobra Kai series was actually decent.
Cobra Kai is pretty good.
Yeah, they still don't have YouTube Premium in the UK.
Yeah, really? I don't understand that. Yeah. Like they're not going to increase their model if they don't go global, at least. Like, Netflix is global, and sure, it's neutered in Australia or wherever else, but it's still there.
Yeah, like, the UK has different shows than, like, Australia and, like, the US and things like that.
In Australia, apparently, they have way less fucking shows, too.
Yeah, but, so, because, like, I was asking the question, like, what streaming service you'd get, because it's, like, imagine how much, like... Because, like, okay, TV's fading away, right? Like, we're slowly pushing away from TV as time goes on. So it's like, in 5 years from now, what streaming services are you going to have to get to watch everything you want? Like, you're going to have Netflix. You're going to have Hulu. You're going to have Disney. You're going to have, like, maybe HBO. Like, you're going to be spending, like, $50 to $60 a month on all these streaming services just to get what, you know, what you were trying to avoid with TV. That's what's happening. It's literally just moving onto your computer and your phone and things like that. That's it. So,
Yeah, but at least you have more of a choice of what you get. Like, for our cable, right, we have to buy, like, a minimum number of, like, these channel packages.
Yeah, cable's way behind.
And then, like, it's like, oh, if you want HBO, it's this. If you want AMC, it's this. You know, if you want to have sports channels, it's this. And then, like, it's a little worse because of all the ads that are there. You know,
but yeah, like you're paying for these things and you're still getting ads on like whatever programs you chose. Sometimes for competitors, it's like, ugh.
But if that comes to be the case, you know, where I'm going to end up having a Hulu, a Netflix, an Amazon Prime, a fucking YouTube Premium, a Crunchyroll, a Disney, you know, like at that rate, I'm already spending the same amount of money on that every month as I am on like cable.
And it's just better.
Yeah. But at least, yeah, at least there, like, you can choose, like, what you want to watch, like, at any given fucking time.
Yeah, yeah. And I can cancel whenever I want.
Amazon Prime Video is also, like, kind of shit, by the way. Like, do you guys agree with that?
It's not, like, shit, but, like, the layout shit.
Okay, interface is really shit, but the reason I say it's shit is because, like, the thing is like, okay, so you have to pay for most of the shit, even if you have a Prime membership.
I don't know. All I know is that like I have the Prime membership and I get Last Airbender for free with that. So I don't
care. Yeah, you get old stuff for free, but anything.
But like the thing is though, like I didn't buy Prime with the intent of using video as the main function. So they're nice little bonuses if there are like old series I want to catch up on.
Yeah, but
something.
It's like Prime's not that cheap, especially anymore. It used to be like how much is Prime now? Like
it's a lot. Wait,
Prime Now or just Prime?
Prime
at the
Now. How much is Prime Now? Prime Now is part of Prime. Like if you have Prime, you have Prime Now. Amazon Prime prices, because I know they raised it again. I'm trying to figure out how much they raised it to.
$119 a year, like $10 a month.
It's $13 a year, or a month for Prime. Month. Yeah,
or it's $119 if you do it straight year.
Yeah, but like it used to, I thought it used to be $60. Like, it used to be way less.
It's 60 for students, I think.
It is 60
cheaper
for
students.
It is 60 for students. I mean, like, again, like, with how much stuff I order off Amazon, $120 a year isn't that bad. But, like...
Yeah, like, with how much you're saving on shipping, but it's,
I wish I got more free shows. You know?
No, they have the fucking first season of Mr. Robot, and then I was like, this is great. Then I went to watch the second season... It's like, ah, oh, fam,
that's how they get you.
That.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
I ended up buying the second season.
See, Daisy, you fell into the trap. You fell into the trap. You could have just gone on Netflix, dude.
They
it's
got you. They fucking got you.
I know. Mr. Robot's not on Netflix.
It isn't?
No.
Family Guy's not on Netflix. My favorite show.
Family
Guy's on Hulu.
There's a couple of good Amazon originals.
I don't have Hulu.
Like, the stuff to watch on Amazon if you haven't gotten around to it. I want to watch the Jack Ryan, like,
Mr.
Jack
Robots
Ryan,
on Hulu.
Tom Clancy shit. Yes, it is. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to get a Hulu account.
Just get a bunch of trials. Like, every month, make a new email and just make a
no,
trial.
No, that's, like, obnoxiously hard. Like, that's too much effort for free shit.
That's too much effort. I'd rather just pay $10.
Yeah, I'd rather just pay $10. I'm lazy.
Only if making emails is easier. Then Google also has a limit where you can only connect your phone to a certain amount of emails.
Yeah, I have a lot of emails with my like Google.
Yeah, I have a lot of emails too.
Dude, they know everything about me. Like I walk into my supermarket and then it's like, you know, you can use Google Pay here. It's like, all right, Google, I know you're watching me.
They know how long you take a shit, dude. Like
I know. I always joke about that, but it's true.
Like yeah, they can tell how long you're taking a shit.
It's like, listen, it's fine if you stalk me, Google. I accepted it. Could you please just be more subtle?
Like, I don't Google Logan Paul, right? But Google Pixel has, like, a newsletter. It's like, here's your daily briefing, right? And then I open the briefing, and it has articles about Logan Paul. Because it's like, you are interested in this, this, and this. And it's like, I only Googled, like, one of these things, bud. So, why are you doing this?
The way Google gets me is, like, I'll look up, like, KSI versus Logan Paul, like, start time, and then it'll give me articles on Logan Paul that way. Like, or, like, I'll visit a website because I'm looking for specific things, and it'll give me more things from just that website.
I mean, like, I don't know why you have this problem. Like, Siri doesn't stalk me. Like, Siri doesn't know how long it takes me
to
poop.
Yeah, clearly Apple's not. Yeah.
No, Apple...
Siri treats me
Apple
right.
is a respectable company. You know, Apple
Siri treats me right
never...
and agrees with all my opinions. Like, here, I'll prove it. Siri, what's the best Kendrick Lamar album?
You didn't say, hey, Siri.
It is damn.
Oh.
It's not damn.
It's not damn.
It's not damn. Fuck! Let me down. Let me down.
All right, Anthony Fantano.
Siri is only... See, the only reason Siri is better than Google Assistant is because you can make more memes out of it. That's it. Google Assistant.
Siri, what's the best Billy Joel album?
What are you doing?
It is The Stranger.
Yeah, it's not a bad choice.
Google Assistant's so much fucking better than Siri in, like, every single way. So...
I don't have Google Assistant.
Google Assistant's, like... really fucking good.
I haven't had honestly. Google Assistant either, because like when I had a phone, it was the Samsung Note 5, and like that was the last Android phone I had, and like it wasn't that good back then, but it's like a lot better now. And like, god, Google Assistant's so much fucking better than Siri. Like, if I ask Siri to turn on my flashlight, Siri can't turn on my fucking flashlight, which really annoys me, because it's like, if it's dark and I don't wear my phone as my room, it's like, hey Siri, can you turn on my flashlight? I'm sorry, I can't do that.
What annoys me is like Siri can't turn on your Siri can't turn on spot music from Spotify. I'm like,
please. Yeah, because they want you to use Apple. It's really annoying.
It's like I'm not using Apple Music. Fuck off.
Yeah.
God.
If Spotify's only they can help like... you hide your porn.
Oh, that was a good segue. Speaking of segues, a segue guy drove off a cliff.
Didn't we already talk about
this?
Yes,
we did.
Why do you bring it up again?
He's really into this whole thing. Speaking of segues, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, also, Diesel, do you want to... Wait, what?
I don't want to talk. You can intro this topic, Brandon.
Oh, really?
I'm just going to fade
oh, wait,
him back
no, hold on.
When
let
you
me,
guys do your
hold
shit.
Hold on. Fine. I'll explain this, right? So... Okay. All right, so Alex Jones was caught watching porn based off of an ad that InfoWars was like running, right? And we couldn't come up with like, oh, what are we going to call this porn on the podcast? Because apparently you people get offended at the littlest fucking thing. So it's like, it's like, okay, I'm using this as an example. I'm not using this as a slur. I'm just saying, you know, for example, if we called it tranny porn, you know? Are you serious? We gotta bleep that out. Are you serious? You people are fucking awful. This is. We live in an authoritarian society. This is disgusting.
Quiet is gonna just censor this entire bit. Like, this bit's not gonna
okay.
exist. Yeah, see?
Stop that. I don't like that. Alright? We couldn't call it, like, what? Can I say trap?
No, it's not trap porn.
Okay, well,
it's a different
like.
Genre.
Yeah, so we came to the conclusion after much heated debate, and yes, we had a debate about this, that we were going to be calling it Shemale porn, because that's what Pornhub calls it, and we're men of culture.
It's the official labeling, that's what we're going with.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going with what the site says.
What does Xvideos call it, because that's what he was using?
Probably Shemale porn.
Okay.
All right,
but
Alex Jones was watching Shemale porn. There, everybody clap.
I would clap at a peak.
There you go.
Yeah.
So everyone at home, clap for us. Feel a part of it.
Yeah, and if you're in a bus, just clap really loudly with no context.
If you're driving, especially clap.
Yeah, and if you're
don't do that. Don't fucking do that. Don't fucking do it.
If you're in the library, clap really loud.
No,
put your hands
okay.
back on the steering wheel right now.
If you're that stupid, keep your hands off.
No, no, don't.
You heard me. No hands on the steering wheel.
Use your feet.
Yeah, but
God,
so
you'll
just,
win the Darwin Award.
It's just funny because Alex Jones is like, turn the frogs gay, and then he's just like, he watches Shemale porn. It's just funny.
And then Alex Jones was the one who was gay all along.
Yeah, has Alex Jones like made a statement about this? I don't think he will.
He's not going to say shit. Where is he going to say it? He's banned from everything.
Oh, that's true.
Isn't he still on Twitter?
He's no. Oh, fuck. Wait, he is literally banned.
He is on Twitter.
Everything.
That's right.
He's still on Twitter, though, isn't he?
I thought he got suspended after.
No, he didn't.
No. Didn't fucking. Like, whole
right,
Twitter's whole thing was like,
let's see.
We're not going to ban
well,
him.
Well, and I think I banned a week later for something else. Hold up. Let me see if I can find him.
Yeah, see,
Alex Jones
she's
is still
on she's still, she's
yeah.
still on Twitter.
Oh, he is.
Alex Jones.
Okay.
Miss Alex Jones, Jesus.
That's a different Alex Jones.
Okay, I don't
That's
think...
Not the
see,
same
I doubt he'll actually address it, because it's like, he just probably wants people to, you know, forget it actually happened.
At Miss Alex Jones, mama, wife, and presenter of the one show, Instagram/AlexJonesThompson. You can order my new.
I thought you were gonna say InfoWars, and I was about to like be like, what? Really?
I really fucking hate how Discord like changed it so that when you click Twitter links, it opens the fucking Windows Twitter app.
Are you checking on your phone?
What the fuck?
No, I'm on desktop.
Yeah, that's mine. Doesn't do that. That's just yours.
Mine it does it for Kappa apparently too.
It's weird.
Really? Yeah. Maybe it's because you actually have your Windows Twitter app enabled. I don't even think I have that on. I don't even know if I have that installed.
I never
hold
enabled
up.
It.
Links are spoopy. This link goes to twitter.com/realalexjones. Are you sure you want to go there?
I don't know if I want to go there.
The way it opens the Twitter app. I don't want to go to fucking Windows Twitter app.
But
Alex Jones has one picture on his account, and it's a picture of Roger Stone for some reason. It's the only picture he has posted.
What a nice guy.
It's very strange. Remember when Sam Hyde did a TED Talk?
Yes.
That was great.
That's really weird.
We need more of that.
Strange timeline. We do need more of that. We really do.
Strange timeline. I don't think I even watched it, actually.
No, it's fucking hilarious.
It's so funny. It's so
I just
funny.
Know it exists. That's just very strange
it's
to
fucking
me.
Fucking hilarious.
Where is Sam Hyde now? Is he still in a bunker hiding from the government?
I don't know. Probably being framed for a school shooting or something.
Again?
Again? I mean, it's like a fucking, like, there's a community dedicated to, like, plastering his face whenever one happens.
Yeah, there really is.
And it's sad how often media fucking falls for it.
No, it's how many, it's like yeah. So dumb. It's like, how many times are you gonna, like, it's like that SpongeBob meme. How many times do we gotta teach you, old man?
How many times do we gotta teach you this lesson, old man?
Oh. What does Sam Hyde even do for a living? Does he just go around, like, is he a real life shit poster? Is that all he does?
Maybe.
I really don't know.
That could be it.
Like, I actually want to know what he does on like a normal day-to-day basis. Like, I thought he was a comedian at first, but it turns out he's like not. You know, I'm gonna Google this right now, since Google's listening to me all the time.
What's Sam Hyde doing right now?
Sitting in a bunker. That's the best answer. Oh,
Sam Hyde, Wikipedia.
Speaking of bunkers, Fallout 76 is gonna be fun. There's nothing else. There's nothing new about that, but. I just want to play the game.
You just wanted to say it?
Yeah.
We're getting closer and closer to the Spider-Man PS4 game release day.
So oh my god, I'm so hyped for that fucking game. I want to play it so bad.
I'm considering like just making videos in advance so I could like disappear for a week.
Yeah, I want to play that game so fucking bad. It comes out the 7th.
Yeah, no. I'm what trying to like beat the Monster Hunter story mode like since before them so I can just like focus on it.
I am not that far into Monster Hunter still, and Diesel's way behind.
Sam Hyde is in Birdemic. Right he's now. In Birdemic 2.
He's in what?
He's in Birdemic 2.
Wait, he's an actor?
Yes. He went to school for
Birdemic
film, animation, and video.
Let's be fair.
No, he deliberately tried to get into the sequel of Birdemic.
Yeah,
he
it
did
was
that
probably
on purpose.
For the meme.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
But he's like, he's a performance artist for a living and a comedian.
Really?
Yeah, didn't he have like an Adult Swim show for a while?
I cannot see that he did at any point.
No, I'm pretty sure he was on Adult Swim for a while.
Yeah, but, like, he got cut off for, like, something. Like, he has Million Dollar Extreme, obviously.
I don't know what he was like, on.
Is Million Dollar Extreme still even active?
I have no idea. Sam Hyde's been real quiet.
Dude.
He uploaded, like, second channel uploaded, like, 6 days ago.
He fit right in on Adult Swim, though. Adult Swim had some really weird shit. Like, they have, like, a fucking... They have, like, a fish fucking channel that goes on every Friday or something. It was, like, Rick and Morty used to play. Like, it used to play before
oh,
Rick
yeah,
and Morty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember we'd watch Rick and Morty sometime on the stream.
And then we'd just sit down and keep watching the dumb fish show.
Because it was so stupid. It was great.
It was so entertaining, actually. Like, it wasn't that bad.
When the hell is the next...
Yeah, like, he did have an Adult Swim series.
When the hell is the next Rick and Morty season going to come out?
I don't know.
Like, Dan Harmon...
Whenever Elon Musk shits one's out.
I mean, Dan Harmon disappeared off the face of the earth because of that fucking video that people found. Did we talk about that before?
I fucking... Yeah, we did.
Okay, yeah. But,
I remember, I love how it's, like, a big meme that, like, the world's intellectuals are, like, all Rick and Morty viewers. Like, but, like, so many of them genuinely are. Like, Elon Musk, quote-unquote intellectual Kanye West. Love Kanye, but... you know, he's got some things to say.
I loved when Kanye, like, was like, Rick and Morty is my favorite show.
This is the greatest, like, just the way he phrased it, it's like, this is the greatest news.
Yeah.
This is my favorite show. And, like, just weirdly spaced the tweet. I have watched the show so, like, each episode at least three times.
Yeah, then Justin Roiland, like, just responded to him, fucking with him a little bit. Like, great.
Remember when Logic announced his fucking mixtape with a Rick and Morty clip?
Jesus.
Yeah.
God. Alternate universes.
Wait, what? Did I get it? Wait, did I get his name right? Is it Justin Roiland?
Yeah, Justin Roiland.
Okay, why can't I find his Twitter? Did he deactivate too?
Oh, he might have deactivated as well.
Oh, no, he didn't. I got it.
Did Will Wheaton actually deactivate his account?
Who? Dan Harmon did.
I like how I say Will Wheaton and you're just like, who?
Yeah, I don't know who.
He's the guy on Big Bang Theory they always make fun of for being himself.
Which one?
Which one, exactly. Will Wheaton.
I don't watch Big Bang Theory. I forget.
Now I gotta Google what Will Wheaton is famous for because he's not famous anymore. He's irrelevant.
Oh.
But he has like a bone to... Like, he was angry that Alex Jones... Oh, he was Wesley in Star Trek, that's right.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I've watched Star Trek. Yeah, he was a character in Star Trek, and then he was in Big Bang Theory. He's also in the 1991 movie Toy Soldiers, which is underrated, but also, unfortunately, Will Wheaton's in it.
Hey.
But yeah, he like deactivated because they wouldn't remove Alex Jones, and he's like, I encourage other people to do it too, and then he actually did it. I think.
Oh yeah, was that
I
like haven't a seen whole his campaign? Hot takes.
Yeah. As if Jack gives a shit whether or not Will Wheaton's on the platform or not.
No, see, like...
Listen, I'll be honest. I don't think it's a major loss like that Will Wheaton's not on the platform, but I also don't think it's a major loss that Will Wheaton no longer has Twitter. Like, he's not missing much, let's be fair.
I think it's really dumb that people would just, like, deactivate their accounts to get Alex Jones removed off the platform. It's like, who cares? Like,
I mean, it's like, I guess it's less eyes that earn Twitter ads. If it's like an actual movement. So I guess it's like a legitimate way to like...
No, but I'm saying... Make a statement. Yeah, but like I'm saying, why care to the point where you deactivate your fucking Twitter account? If you like... Why do you hate this person?
Reaction.
Like, why do you hate this person so fucking much that like... Like, he literally is like a massive meme. Like... You know, it's like there's like every fucking clip of him on YouTube is just a meme. Like, that's it. It's just
yeah. That's really my only acquaintance with Alex Jones, to be honest.
Literally just know about his memes. I actually don't know about anything else with Alex Jones. I just know that he is hilarious.
I know he harassed the Sandy Hook parents. That
okay,
one time,
yeah, I know about that too. He also
not maybe it wasn't one time. Maybe it was a couple times.
Was he a 9/11 denier?
I can't remember either.
I know he's conspiracies and memes. That's it.
I know he's a lunatic.
I mean, if you watch InfoWars, right, for like a whole day, you'll literally think everyone's out to get you in the entire world. So, you know, don't watch it.
I mean, like, I remember I watched InfoWars to see what it was actually like.
I mean, if you come out believing any of it, yeah, but it's like...
I watched InfoWars.
I'd like to think most people have the mental fortitude to go into InfoWars and just laugh.
No, see, I went to InfoWars to, like, watch it and see what it would be like, but it was so fucking boring. Like, I was like, why is it...
it's primarily boring.
I was like, why the hell isn't Alex Jones screaming? That's, like...
Most of the time, he's
here. Dance, monkey, dance!
Like, I just wanted him to scream.
Looping back to boxing, I just want to talk about the one subheading I made, God, I Love Scares.
Okay.
God,
let's talk about Scares.
Scares lost a lot of weight.
Aside from
proud of that
Scares
boy.
Now being a twink,
I'm so proud
why do you like Scares?
I'm so proud of him. Oh my god. He went in there, he took like a bajillion fucking punches.
You know his hand was fractured?
Yes,
yeah.
I did. And I was wondering why he was only punching with his left hand the entire fight.
Yeah, his hand got fractured
before.
Now
I know why. Yep, well, metacarpal fracture. That shit stings.
From like boxing, the metacarpal fracture?
Maybe. I don't know what he would get it from. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I'd imagine it stops him from being able to punch as effectively with that hand.
Well, yes, it's fractured.
Yes!
I think it might hurt a little bit to make contact with anything.
But, like, how serious of a fracture is it? Like,
It's been a hot minute since I looked at an anatomy textbook.
I just pulled it up. I don't know how serious this is, but this is what it is. I'm linking it.
It does the big out. She's like, ah, man, this hurts.
Which one? Oh, that's bad.
It is? Okay.
That's called box. Like, I know that what that is. That's called Boxer's fracture. It's like when you punch, you're supposed to use like the fucking like pointer and middle finger knuckles because those have like the false support of your wrist. Fucking like if you use like the other two fingers, those don't have the support of that. So like if they break, it fucking hurts. It's called Boxer's fracture because of that. Because I imagine it happens during boxing.
Yeah.
Let me just cross check that to make sure I'm not talking about
it. It is that is Boxer's fracture. Okay, yeah, but it's the bottom half of your hand that you should be punching with, not with the top two, because that's how that fracture happens when you punch with your top and your wrist bends forward.
Wait, which two knuckles are you talking about?
So when you punch, right? If you punch with your top two knuckles, right, that's what causes the fracture. So you're supposed to punch from the bottom.
Wait. Bottom so point. If top two?
Yes, the top
like,
two.
Like the ones that are like closer to your palm, those are the ones you want to avoid.
They're all close to my palm. What are you talking about?
Are you talking those, about okay, so are you talking about index finger and middle finger? Top two?
Yes. Okay. Index finger and middle finger.
So you're supposed to punch with those.
Yes. No, you're supposed to punch with the bottom three. Because you make contact with the full glove.
So, okay, you're supposed to make full contact and not try to hit with half your hand.
Yes, you don't want to hit with any half of your hand.
So, you basically,
the front two,
okay,
if you'll you, bend
if the,
it forward.
If the force isn't spread
so,
out.
So, you want to hit with your full
you
hand,
spread out the force.
So the force is spread out more and not just centered on one knuckle. Yes. Okay.
But yeah, I think Scarce got met like a fucking boxer's fracture.
He metamorphosed into a butterfly. I mean, he did, really. He fucking lost a lot of weight, man.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, shit.
Deji was looking straight thick going into the fight.
What up?
Apparently, damn, like, he fucking lasted, like, Deji lasted way fucking longer than I thought he would.
Really?
Dude took it.
I mean...
He lasted at the fifth fucking round.
Jake Paul...
5 out of 6.
Jake Paul looked like Bane.
Well, they both
Yeah, that's because Jake Paul thinks that that's what cool people look like.
Yeah, fucking Logan Paul wore the same thing, just in black.
You're so cool. Oh my god.
Wow.
No, wow. People who wear that shit in the gym, did I just have a voice crack? I guess we can only go deeper, boys. But no, people who wear those fucking masks in the gym, like, they're douche holes.
I mean...
Isn't it supposed to make breathing harder so you have to, like, work on stamina or something?
It's supposed to make breathing harder because it's supposed to, like... It's supposed to simulate running on the top of a mountain, despite the fact you're missing a mountain to justify that. So it's doing nothing but like breathing through a straw. Like, get a straw, tape your mouth shut, and only breathe through the straw. That's what you're doing.
Yep, no.
That's all you're doing.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
But you sure look sick doing it.
No, you don't.
That's what's important. You can look like Bane.
They look
well, I mean,
dumb.
I can't exactly take off the mask, so you're just kind of bullying
Yeah,
them,
you
aren't
look
you?
Dumb.
Exactly, you look dumb. I agree.
Can we just end the podcast already?
Who does the outro?
Oh, man. I was supposed to do the outro.
Are you ready to do the outro?
I guess I'll do the outro.
There you go.
Okay, guys. If you liked this Loudmouth podcast, make sure to subscribe and follow us everywhere on SoundCloud and iTunes and YouTube, and follow us on Twitter, because we post good memes, better memes than you could ever make, because we're professional meme makers. All
Just
right.
Isn't true, is it?
Get the fuck out of here, bye!